Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, we just got done reading Jeremiah chapter 19.
We sure as fuck did.
When in that chapter, it was Jeremiah, let's see, he bought some clay.
And did he?
Yeah. And then he brought like a bunch of people together and he shattered it in front of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a flask.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
It was a flask.
That's right. And he was demonstrating what God was going to do to them, basically.
Because,
you know, Jeremiah likes to spread good news, right?
No.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'm confusing him with nothing else in the Bible.
Yahweh is going to get you. Yahweh is going to get
you. Yeah.
You know.
So anyway, he was telling them how they're all going to die horrible deaths and they need to stop doing bad shit or God's going to get them. And it's the same fucking shit in every chapter of Jeremiah so far.
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on, though,
yes.
I do have an apology to make.
You are the sorriest.
I feel like I always have apologies.
Mm-hmm.
But
much like Nirvana, you're all
I'm
apologies.
All apologies. That's a good one.
Right.
What
are you sorry for this time?
Well, I'm sorry that we are using a new computer and audio got fucked up last night.
It did.
Like, and bad.
I didn't know it till you came in from work and ran to the computer.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, the audio's locked, I have to fix it.
It's the worst because I don't find out until the next day when I, like, check our audio by listening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, shit. I got to go all day and everybody's going to be not listening to the correct version of this because it sucks.
Yeah.
This is a bad copy.
Yep.
So I apologize for that. If you guys missed it, I did fix it. So it should be better today. If you go back and listen to it.
If you skipped it because you were like,
yeah,
fuck
if you were
this,
like, what the
I'm
fuck
out.
Is this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's there. It should be fixed now, hopefully. At least on some platforms, it definitely will be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, anyway, that was Jeremiah chapter 19 that we read yesterday.
With the
shattering of the flask and the, you know, telling everybody they're going to die horrible deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 20.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right, we are jumping into Jeremiah chapter 20.
Okay.
Now Pashur? Pashur, the son of Immer. You know that guy?
No.
Me neither.
Okay.
But anyway, so there's this guy named Pashur.
Yeah.
Who's the son of Immer.
Uh-huh.
The priest who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord.
Okay.
He heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. You know,
is that what he heard?
That's what he heard.
Okay.
Well, that's what I heard.
He prophesied the destruction of Israel?
These things. Whatever these things are.
The coming things that they're going to tell us?
Just these things.
Okay. All right. Okay? Sure.
Then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet.
What?
Oh, fuck. He smacked him upside the head. He struck him.
What the fuck?
And put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord.
Okay.
He put him in the... He smacked him upside the head and put him in the stocks.
Why?
I gotta be honest. I'm not mad.
I bet this is one of the guys that Jeremiah wants God to kill for him.
Probably. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I know I'm not supposed to be, but I'm kind of on... What's his name? Pashur's side.
Pashur, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it happened on the next day that Pashur brought Jeremiah out of the stocks.
Okay.
Then Jeremiah said to him, "The Lord has not called your name Pashur, but Magor-Missabib. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall see it. I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive to Babylon and slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the wealth of this city, all its produce and all its precious things." You know, precious.
Yeah.
"All the treasures of the kings of Judah I will give into the hands of their enemies, who will plunder them, seize them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house shall go into fucking captivity." Boom.
Mm.
"You shall go to Babylon, bitches, and there you shall die."
So this is God. Is he talking
Jeremiah
to
Jeremiah is telling Pashur, God says, you will be buried there. You and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies, fucker.
I got to be honest here. You know, Pashur should feel pretty privileged. God is singling him out.
Like, God knows my name?
Right, yeah.
Sweet.
Like, I mean...
Like, okay, here's my thing. Like, we are doing this, like, quote-unquote blasphemous podcast, right?
Yeah.
If some, like, famous Christian, churchy, evangelical person...
Right.
...was like, that terrible podcast...
You know, the one. Sacrilegious whatever.
Discourse. Are you... Ooh, they're so bad. Like, I wouldn't be offended. I would be like, holy shit, you know us?
Right, yeah.
Like, honestly. So, I mean, Pashur's probably just like, oh, wow.
But, I mean, just think of how many people God has killed.
Right.
Right? In mass quantities, even.
But he gives a shit about Pashur.
But he gives a shit about, yeah, he's singling Pashur out.
Yeah. He knows his name.
For Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. This sounds
way too personal. Like, I feel like Jeremiah was just writing, you know, vengeance letters against people that he didn't like.
Yeah. He's just... full of shit. He's blustery and talking trash.
Right, right.
Okay, so now Jeremiah is talking, okay?
Okay.
And this is his lament.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
"Oh, Lord, you induced me, and I was persuaded." You know what happened to me? When I was pregnant with my youngest child.
You were induced?
I was induced also.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes. I too was induced.
Yes.
Not by God, though.
No.
By medical science. I was induced.
Right.
Because that kid got stuck.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Anyways, he's talking to God. "You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. For when I spoke, I cried out. I shouted, violence and plunder. because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. It sounds like he's like, even though I just turned on Peshawar and told him you're pissed at him,
yeah.
God, this, they put me in the stocks. This guy hit me. I ain't happy about this.
Well, he's kind of claimed not being happy about certain things mm-hmm. all through this book so far.
Yeah.
And it like it borders on like almost rebellious nature with mm-hmm. regard to God, because yeah. the way God responds to that stuff in previous books is not good.
He's been putting his thumb down on, been like, I'm bending you backwards. Are you sure that's what you wanted to say?
Right.
Mir human.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jeremiah's continuing. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fucking fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not.
So God made him talk.
Yeah, he couldn't bite his tongue.
He didn't want to.
Yeah.
But he had to.
And it wasn't a mental condition either. It was totally God.
It sounds more like a mental condition, though.
Right. And see, I can relate to that because there are times when I literally cannot be quiet.
Right.
And I have to make noise or speak because yeah. I have a mental condition.
But you don't blame it on God.
I don't blame it on God. I know that there's a little piece of me that's not quite like the others. For I, Jeremiah, heard many mocking fear on every side. Report, they say, and we will report it. All my acquaintances watch for my stumbling, saying, perhaps he can be induced. Then we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him.
Okay.
But the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one, capital O.
But they got you in the stocks, man.
Well, doesn't matter.
Okay.
God is with me.
All right.
Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. Oh, we're back to loving God again.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Perfect. Jeremiah continues, they will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten.
It's another thing that's kind of like he was asking God to kill these people before, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now he's saying that they're just going to be held captive in Babylon.
Yeah.
So
it just depends on the day. Depends on
right?
the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Again, all the waffling. It's so confusing.
Right.
Okay. He's continuing. But, O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous and see the mind and heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For I have pleaded my cause before you.
Mm-hmm.
Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers.
Wait, he's literally been talking about getting vengeance against the people that are treating him like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now then he's tossing the poor and the...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like that, you're trying to make this sound like a godly sermon when really it's just a
vengeance, personal revenge,
right?
Yeah, kill them. Oh, also, you're really great, and thank you for taking care of all the homeless.
Yeah, good job, man.
Yeah. Cursed be the day in which I was born, says Jeremiah.
Jesus,
here we go again.
This guy is something,
he's all over the place.
Yeah.
He ain't right. That's what I'm gonna tell you.
I am really picking up on why people didn't like him.
Yeah. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me. Yeah, fuck that bitch, right? I hate it when my mother got pregnant and gave birth to me. Ugh.
Like, he doesn't even want to have been born now. Like,
I mean, this is... Job went through the same fucking thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, I don't know.
But you know what? Job had literally everything stripped from him. And,
right.
Like, you know, like, he did go through some shit,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
this guy is having people pick on him.
Well, he did get slapped and put in the stocks.
He's having people pick on him.
He did get made fun of.
The level of shit that Jeremiah is going through is so much less than what Job went through.
Right.
Okay, so to compare them isn't even comparing apples to oranges. It's almost, comparing like apples to fucking walnuts.
It's almost like Jeremiah is privileged, but then he's saying that, oh my gosh, you're doing me just like Job.
Right? He's a whine. Like,
That's what Trump is doing, right? He's totally Trump.
Right. Yeah.
Because, like, Trump was like, I'm, they did a Navalny.
Right.
And I'm like, that. Do you know that word? Do you understand that that's a human and not a...
Not a thing.
Not an item?
Yeah.
And do you understand that... That he was standing up to Putin. Do you understand that he was murdered?
Yeah. What is it they call Jeremiah though? The is it the wailing?
The weeping.
Weeping.
Because he's prophet. A fucking crybaby little bitch. Because he needs to get his shit together.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking that like when I heard that term, I was thinking that okay, so he's going to be weeping for Israel. He's going to be weeping for you know the people that need to be saved. He's going to be weeping for. What the better world that they could be
or
having be part of or whatever.
Or alternatively, he's weeping because of the beauty of God
and right.
is overpowered by majestic.
That's what I was whatever. Imagining.
Yeah,
not one of a those whiny things. Little crybaby who is yeah. getting picked on by people and wants God to kill him for
You're doing a Job on me.
It's crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's stupid. He's weird. Like
this whole chapter has been just bullshit revenge shit.
Yeah. Well, that's been the whole book.
Well, yeah, it's Pretty been a much. large bit of it, yeah.
Yeah. Let the man, this is Jeremiah continuing, let the man be cursed who brought news to my father saying, a male child has been born to you, making him very glad. Like, even the guy that delivered the news to your father that, you know, it's a boy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy, too.
Right.
Right? Like, fuck him, fuck her, fuck all these guys, fuck those, fuck this, fuck that.
Yeah, right.
And let that man be like the cities which the Lord overthrew and did not relent. Let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noon, because he did not kill me from the womb.
Oh my God.
That my mother might have been my grave and her womb always enlarged with me.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
This is cuckoo beans.
Right?
I'm sorry. I can't with this book.
Yeah.
Why did I come forth from the womb to see labor and sorrow that my days should be consumed with shame? The end. Hold on. You are trying to act like the reason you're upset is because, oh, look at all the labor and sorrow of my people. Fuck you. That's not why you're crying. Don't pretend.
You know, but there's a small part of me. Small. But there's a small part of me that wants to hear how pastors spin these chapters, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, I want to know, how do you make this sound not like a whiny little asshole asking for revenge, you know?
Right.
I don't, because that whole chapter was horrible.
Well, I told you that the best that I could find apologists are like, but notice that he didn't take vengeance into his own hand. He gave it to God.
Right, yeah. We kind of, because this has been ongoing, we kind of covered that before.
Yeah.
But that.
Like, you had it in your heart that you asked somebody else, can you please kill them for me? They're making me so sad.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you want them to die.
I'm really struggling with why this is even in the fucking Bible. I feel like they should have cut out a lot of this personal vengeance bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you...
It's doing the Bible no favors.
Right. Like, you are, from everything I've ever heard, you don't go to God and ask him for, you know, personal vengeance prayers. Like, that's not a thing.
You don't
pray for other people to be harmed. That's not how you do that, right?
It's kind of left out of all of the lessons that we've ever heard secondhand.
For sure. For sure. And this is all this guy's doing.
So what I'm getting out of this is that when I'm really pissed at somebody, I can pray that they die.
I
sure hope that a brick falls on that guy's head. He cut me off in traffic, that asshole.
And maybe I shouldn't be so quick to judge, because this does fall in line more with, like, you know, the whole evangelical movement. Like, they seem to pray for people to be harmed a lot.
Yeah.
Or wish for it, at least. Like, yeah. it's an ongoing theme, right?
It tracks.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about this. This is, I'm getting really...
Irate.
I'm getting tired of this fucking... whiny ass bullshit from this guy.
He's a little bitch.
And it's really difficult to read because it's not contributing anything to the Bible.
Right.
It is literally just this guy's little petty hit list that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares, man?
I mean, the dude walked up to him, Peshur walked up to him and was like, you need to stop talking all of this
right.
negativity. You are bad for morale. Shut the fuck up.
Which is kind of what we were talking about the other day.
And so Jeremiah kept going. And so Pesher said, man, I told you to stop. And he slapped him upside the head and locked him up and was like, maybe this will make you think twice. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. And then as soon as he gets out of the stocks, he's like, nope, I'm still talking trash.
Right.
But again, kind of like Trump was told, you know, to stop talking about E. Jean Carroll. Keep her name out your fucking mouth.
He can't.
And he can't.
Right.
And they already took so much money and fined him so much that he probably can't even liquidate enough to pay.
Right.
And he's doing it again.
Yeah.
He cannot keep her name out his mouth.
It's true.
This is like early days. You know what I mean? This is like... Oh, Trump's just like Jeremiah, little bitch.
But I know we're going on a little bit here, but like one of my least favorite things that I hear from people is when they bring God into it over something petty, right? Mm-hmm. Because like when they invoke God mm-hmm. for something petty,
like football.
I hate that. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. That's a perfect example, actually. But in this case, it's personal vengeance. But like, yeah, football is one of those petty things that people invoke God for, right?
And you're saying that as somebody who absolutely fucking loves watching a football game.
Sure. Yeah. But it's I can't. This whole last few chapters have been nothing but petty requests mm-hmm. from this prophet.
Yeah.
And we even commented on the fact that, man, if I was these people, I'd be sick of this too.
Yeah.
You know, and they are. They're putting them in stockades. They're not killing him.
Right.
He says they want to kill them, but like they had you in stockades. If they wanted to kill you,
they could have killed you. Yeah.
So stop saying they want to kill you because obviously they just want you to shut the fuck up and leave them alone.
That's my take. And you know what? Maybe you're 100% right. Maybe doom and gloom is on the way.
Right.
You know what? Shut up about it anyways.
Yeah.
They have spoken. They don't want to hear your shit. Shut the fuck up.
Now, he does say that God is, you know, telling him to say these things and that he has to keep doing it. And he's kind of getting mad at God for making him do these things, right? So that's the pitch
right.
that we're getting, mm-hmm. right? But we're coming from a standpoint of God doesn't exist.
Right.
So this guy's just
a nut.
Crazy and a nutball. And he's not right.
Yeah. There's just needed some Lexapro and Wellbutrin.
Right. Yeah.
And I know that because that's what I take. Yeah, that's true. Not making fun of anybody with mental health issues.
No,
understand.
No, 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 no.
Like I legit have mental health issues of my own and I'm on medication.
I am throwing some terms off that are probably not quite correct.
With regard to calling him crazy or a loon.
So I do apologize for that. And I get a little carried away when we're talking about these people in the Bible.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could have a whole other discussion and a whole other podcast probably talking about the mental health issues of the people in the Bible and how they probably needed to be treated. That could actually be interesting.
Yeah.
But regardless, this guy's got, he's got something wrong with him.
He's got a screw loose at the very least. He ain't right. I'm telling you.
All right. We've talked about how much something's not right with Jeremiah for quite a bit now. So why don't we go ahead and wrap this up? That was Jeremiah chapter 20.
Sure as fuck was.
And today is Friday, which means that we'll be back tomorrow on Saturday with...
That is Saturday. And Saturday is... Q&A Saturday. Husband's laughing at me because I couldn't remember the tune.
I set you up so easy for that one.
You did, but I
was like, I'm going to lay this out for wife because, you know.
I couldn't remember.
No.
No.
And then on Sunday this week, I think we're doing a...
Patreon!
You got that one. All right. And then I will get the weekly wrap-up done and out. And then we'll be back on Monday with...
Jeremiah chapter 21.
All right. We'll see you then, guys.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.